Them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned into From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM. I'm your host, DJ Addy. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It is the first show of 2026, and as teased in the previous few weeks, because it's the end of the year has transpired, it's time for a retrospective of what I consider to be the best albums of 2025. I gave you a teaser of the list by telling you last week what barely did not make the cut, the honorable mentions, but tonight's show is a departure from our usual format in that it is all going to be selections of songs from what I consider to be the best albums of 2025. I've had a fun time compiling this. I've been giving my production assistant Anna here a preview of what we'll hear tonight and why I like it. I'll be more in depth as we go for each song, talking about each artist and each album. But thank you for tuning in to this special edition of From the Basement, Best Albums of 2025 edition. We'll get to the best albums of 2025 in just a few minutes after we hear a few songs sent to us recently by our friends at various record labels, distribution organizations, and or independent bands. We just heard a song from a local band, Tony from Bowling, originally hailing from West Virginia. We heard Appear from the album of the same name. This is Wednesday with their song Townies.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com.
And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And in my opinion, the best 2025 albums, starting with my album of the year, is DJ Billy Bull with DYR, short for Dream Your Reality. The rest of the albums are in no particular order. It's Jane Remover with Revenge Seekers. Metro Boomin with A Futuristic Summer, DJ Planet Express with DJ PE 2025, Headache and Vegan with Thank You for Almost Everything, Mexico Dro with Still Going, the EP, Big L with Harlem's Finest, a posthumous album, Enjoy with The Sound of Deceit, and finally Swim School with their self-titled debut album. We'll start tonight's selection of songs from the Best of 2025 with Big L from his album Harlem's Finest, a posthumous collection of songs that I presume were collected by his estate. This is Big L, You Ain't Got a Chance, featuring
Flamboyant, baby, for life. UC Jiggy, push the V Twiggy, large like Free Willy, be broke, don't be silly, use a low life, nor do a whole ice, don't be mad at me, cause I chose your wife, with this rattle, this shit so nice, don't cooperate with police, on my spare time, I like to roll dice, not for petty change, play for G's and better, you won't be rich as me, if your whole crew put your cheese together, cash I got plenty, microphones, rock mini, everything I touch is in the top 20, dumb hits, I'm the one, chicks be hawking a lot, stay driving, so I don't be walking a lot, in the chains and diamond rings that I be flossing as hot, plus expensive, meaning it be costing a lot. I'm the one cuzzo, never slid with a bum. If a chick lips is jumbo, I want some gumbo. If I'm against the office, where my gun go? 139 is where I'm from, bro. You know that, I'm just reminding you. Front nail be finding you, shells from my nine and you. You trash, that's why nobody signing you. Eyes blinding you, clear as time and you. Waiting to catch you flossing somewhere so we can put you in the coffin this year. Big L, flamboyant raggers, baby. You know how we do. You ain't got a chance.
I'm the first in rap to form a venture cat. While y'all research that, I let my seat go back. The first Carlito will rap, well after G-Rap. My voice a needle and wax, gets the devil attacked. I hold your skull with my fingers in your eye sockets. I won't even snitch to God, I'ma die silent. I kept the doors open in them surplus. Army stores in 94, enough for certain. Army hat like it's war, a firearm, fire Tim's. But this year's the year, the disrespectful comparisons. They jack anything on the internet. Stupid kinda, I'm believing that. You believe the chupacabra. Making funny music, it's doo-doo, caca. Brain freeze, stuck face, need agua, palabra. Give your little cute mama the side eye, a fly guy. Then get a shoot that drive-by. You don't keep us secure like a side eye. My gun in your head, tell the truth. Nas the monster that live under your bed. 139 Lennox Ave, my friend. Miguel was the last of them. I'm glad I'm from the same graduating class as him. So pay full attention. Remove your hat, you in the presence of a man who used to backspin, headspin, breakdance, pop lock, the Herbie Hancock and rock box. And now we on yachts and pushing drop tops. Yeah.
You ain't got a chance.
A flamboyant master.
You ain't got a chance at all.
A flamboyant master.
You ain't got a chance.
Yeah.
You ain't got a chance at all.
Flamboyant master pill. Miguel, Nas, baby. We go way, way back. How many know about that? For today and tomorrow, it's forever. Shout to Big L.
And you know, it's about time we drop the album, you know, cause it's long overdue. I think, you know, the people wanna appreciate it.
Flamboyant master pill.
For life.
Up next, we've got Swim School, a Scottish band. Their self-titled debut album is one of my favorite songs of the year. This song from this album is Green Eyes, Want It All. That was Swim School with Green Eyes. Continuing with the best albums of 2025, in my opinion, was Metro Boomin with A Futuristic Summer. Really an ensemble album. Metro Boomin, of course, a very well-known hip-hop producer, did sort of what I consider to be a throwback album. He was working with a lot of the rappers that were, I'd say, bigger 15 years ago in the Atlanta rap scene, especially featuring Young Dro, who I like some of his songs from 15 years ago, especially those he made with Young L.A., who's also featured on this album. I describe this whole album generally as upbeat, bouncy, playful, a bit of a departure from, well, I guess most of the other stuff he's been producing for contemporary rappers over the last 10 to 12 years. This one is with Young Dro, DJ Spins, and Zaytoven. It's Stealing All the Swag.
I told her some tricks, she charmed me for the tilt. I showed her some blues, she tricking if you got it, but this ain't no news, bitch. Wait, stop, hold up, round stop on my party. I be rocking Cardi, everything gnarly. Lately I've been crazy, chill like no Barkley. Stop, hold up, stop, get these swagger jaggers on me.
Definitely more playful and fun, and I feel like your intro there, DJ Addy, was spot on. It's fun to hear this sound from Metro Boomin. This is a special show that you've definitely curated as the production assistant. I get a little sneak preview, and having gotten a sneak preview, I'm even more curious, as I'm sure many of your listeners are. How are you narrowing down your top albums? Like, what is your selection criteria? How many albums are you ballpark are we talking to get here? Like, what are we, how did we get here?
So I'd say that to make this list, the album can't just have like one or two excellent singles that carry the album with the rest being lackluster. It's got to be a cohesively good album, not meaning I like every song, but I think that the quality is high throughout. It flows well together, and it was really meant to be, I get the sense the artist put forth a cohesive effort, and not just satisfying a label requirement of here's a couple hits and then a bunch of fluffer. So I usually narrow this down to like 10 to 14-ish albums per year, but I'm constantly listening to new music coming out each year in addition, or each week in addition to stuff from previous years. I'm not sure how many of these were actually from 2025, probably over half, but over 2025 I listened to over 3,000 different albums. Not all of those are all the way through. Some of them I'm just skipping through enough to figure out if I like it enough to listen all the way through, or if I think it's mediocre or bad enough to move on.
Yeah.
So this is the cream of the crop in terms of whole albums, in my opinion, from 2025.
That's a lot of albums, and I'm not going to estimate that math, but that's a lot of hours listening to music, good and bad. So that's some solid dedication. Because I was reflecting on my own music I've listened to this year, and I'm like, I don't know that I've done enough to really come up with a solid list. But knowing you've done your homework makes this more impressive.
I keep a running list as we go throughout the year, and then in the last month of the year, I listen to everything again and whittle down the list. Some are kind of on the fence. Mm-hmm. I'll get a few more listens. But it's a really fun process.
Yeah.
Never been so great at making music myself, and so it's fun to have sort of a creative output through curation.
I mean we're all lucky to be experiencing this on the beginning of the year. A good reflection point for everyone on what you listened to, what you liked, what you didn't, what you want to bring into 2026 with you.
So far tonight we've heard from Big L, Swim School, Metro Boomin, and up next we've got DJ Planet Express with their album DJ PE 2025. My selection from this album is Waves.
Have you mixed up your pain meds, your allergy meds, or your sleep meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child swallowed cleaning products? I hope not. A chip of paint? A wild mushroom?
Hey, yo.
Whoa. Call the poison helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, or an insect?
Ouch!
Call the poison hotline. Poisonings can happen at home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the poison helpline at 1-800-222-1222 to talk with medical professionals for free personal advice every time. That's 1-800-222-1222. Save the number and save a life.
Have you ever had to call poison control?
No, I've definitely, like, had anxiety that I need to for absolutely no reason. And now I know the number, so maybe I'll end up calling them someday just because I'm scared I need to, but...
I have not. My mother called once, not on me, but for my sister.
Uh-oh. Was it a wild mushroom?
No, it was eating a significant portion of a tube of toothpaste.
I feel like the toothpaste one is probably their highest volume of calls.
It's tasty. It's minty fresh.
Minty fresh.
And it was relatively fine. Just the lesson learned was drink some milk. Drink some water and milk and don't do it again.
Drink some milk.
Anyways, back to DJ Addy's. That's me. DJ Addy's best albums of 2025 right here on From the Basement on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh Radio. It's a California band called Enjoy with their album The Sound of Deceit. This is the song from the album of the same name. Up next on my list of best albums of 2025 is the Still Going EP from Atlanta artist Mexico Dro. Mexico Dro, for most of his music career, was primarily a producer for other artists. He was, I believe, Playboi Carti's usual producer before Playboi Carti switched to mostly working with Pierre Bourne in the late 2010s. This is a great album. My friend Charlie And I were recommending it to each other about the same time a few months ago. He's got a great deep voice. I originally assumed he was from Houston from both his voice that reminded me of Slim Thug and also because of how much he talks about his cars. This song from the Still Going EP by Mexico Dro is Hurt.
Want to start riding a bicycle in Pittsburgh, but not sure where to start? Bike Pittsburgh can help. Visit our website for resources to learn bike routes between neighborhoods and watch how-to videos. We'll help you find the right gear, learn your rights as a bicyclist, how to ride safely, and more. It's all online at bikepgh.org/education and follow us on social media at bikepgh.
Bike Pittsburgh, yes. All right. Back to the favorite 2025 albums of my selection. And we just heard a wonderful Bike Pittsburgh promotion from my production assistant, Anna. Thanks for joining me tonight on the Best of 2025 show.
Oh, it is an honor to be here. I'm very excited for this. I love hearing your music takes and expanding my music palette and, you know, learning from you. So thank you for letting me be here.
And thank you for letting me show you a lot of horrible music along the way.
Listen, it's all part of the process, and we won't be doing a worst of 2025, but...
I didn't save those.
Yeah, exactly. So in, you know, you've walked us through how you're selecting this music, and I was curious, like, what kind of blend of your own personal taste at this moment in time versus, like, what is more of a reflection of the quality of different genres that have been released this year. I feel like you've definitely found some interesting rap albums and kind of hip-hop and that sort of realm and trending less towards rock this year. So I'm curious, is that like what you're interested in? Is that a reflection of what you found?
I kind of wondered the same thing as I compile this, especially because this show From the Basement is primarily a rock and roll show, an alternative or indie music show. I'd say that this top 10 or this top albums of 2025 list is not a comprehensive representation of my tastes right now. I am still listening to a decent amount of rock music, but the rock music that I'm listening to these days is more often than not from this year, not from the last few years. Some of my favorite rock and roll artists that I've been listening to over the past year and a half are artists that I found while flipping through the vinyl record library of the WRCT physical record library. And that is usually older stuff. And so I am combing through the rock music that's being put out, you know, on a week-to-week basis. But I think my standards are higher, or my tastes are just more calibrated to some of the to older stuff. Whereas I think some of the contemporary dance music or hip-hop music or, like, I don't know, alternative in-between genre stuff is quite interesting these days compared to maybe the electronic music of the day from 2014 or so, when I think it was significantly worse.
Yeah, definitely. Makes a lot of sense. And when you have the collection you have access to at WRCT and are, you know, perusing through that, it's natural to also explore other genres in your outside of the records room time.
I'd say this also doesn't reflect the amount of pop that I listen to.
Yes, was also going to say pop, not super heavily represented.
Yeah, I don't think this list contains a single pop album.
Yeah.
And that is not a reflection of how much pop I listen to. I listen to a decent amount of pop. There's a lot of good pop coming out these days, but for quite some time now, pop has been, by and large, a singles-dominated genre. And so I'd say, on average, the pop songs that I like are bundled in albums with, you know, maybe some more fluffer. Yeah.
I definitely feel that way about a lot of pop I've explored this last year. Like, I'd get excited about a song that I liked and then visit the album and feel, I wasn't really following up in the way I hoped it would. So, definitely, yeah, interesting observations.
Thank you. And thank you again for being here. Getting back to the list of best albums of 2025, up next we've got Jane Remover, who's only 21 years old, but has been making influential waves in music for years now, releasing albums and EPs under different names. Jane Remover, I think, first came onto the scene under the name Leroy, kind of inventing the Dariacore subgenre, I don't know, in the early COVID era, kind of a post-hyperpop, glitchy-sounding sound. Through some of their later releases under Jane Remover, it's kind of a post-rock, kind of grungy, but still auto-tuned sound. And their release from this year, which I loved, called Revenge Seekers, I thought was kind of a blend of those. You get a lot of the, I guess, sound effects and glitchiness of the Dariacore sound mixed with vocals from her kind of droning, maybe post-rock sound, mixed into a rage rap packaging. And all of those different aspects appeal to me, and I think they blend well together. I'm excited to see what will come from the young Jane Remover in coming years. And with that, this is Jane Remover with Star People from Revenge Seekers. Oh,
Listen.
By the way, if you like tuning into this radio program from the basement here on WRCT, I have news for you. You might like tuning into lots of other great shows here on WRCT. To see the full list, you can go to wrct.org/schedule. And it includes great shows such as the one following this. It's Vive Lamach. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, that's classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Vive Lamach, Friday nights starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, starting here in about 20 minutes or so. We've also got Liquid Means Rewind, A Gunshot Means Forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, jungle, and more. That's hosted by Big Cashew, DJ Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to the best albums of 2025. Up next, we've got... Well, I describe it as a type of music that my production assistant Anna knows that I'm a particular sucker for.
Oh, yes.
What would you say it is?
I would say it's British guy talking over fun beats.
And that's exactly what this is. Headache and Vegan made my favorite album of 2023, and their follow-up in 2025 is making... the list once again. It's Headache and Vegan. The album is Thank You for Almost Everything, and this song from that album is Wholesale Anthem.
Headache really is, well, Headache and Vegan are the type of things that, the type of music that I'm surprised when I get to the end of the album, because I would have thought this, you know, wouldn't have, I would have maybe gotten old after one song, but I just get entranced, and then suddenly I'm like two listens through and I don't even realize it.
And we've listened to the whole album before.
Yeah. We did a car ride out to... go climbing and maybe the southeast of Pittsburgh, and
yeah. We
just let this ride, and I realized there is something to British guy talking over beats.
And with that, we're already at our last album that I wanted to highlight as my favorites of 2025, and it's my favorite album of 2025. As a reminder, others that we've heard from tonight are Enjoy with The Sound of Deceit, Swim School with Swim School, Big L with Harlem's Finest, Mexico Dro, the Still Going EP. That was Headache and Vegan, Thank You for Almost Everything, DJ Planet Express with DJ PE 2025, Metro Boomin with A Futuristic Summer, and Jane Remover with Revenge Seekers. My favorite album of 2025 was DJ Billy Bool with DYR. That stands for Dream Your Reality. Many of you, well, I don't know about many, but some of you might know DJ Billy Bool by another name. For years, he's been recording rap music in the Drain Gang Collective under Tyboy Digital. And DJ Billy Bool is his dance music alternate persona. When this came out, Anna, I think I texted you as I was packing up my apartment, and I said, good news, Eurodance is back.
Actually, this is the first I'm remembering this. That definitely happened, and I'm going to dig for that screenshot in a little bit.
And Eurodance is back with DJ Billy Bool's DYR. It's Swedish, dancey, trance music at its finest. Most of the album, save for the DJ drops, is non-lyrical. It's all instrumental for the most part. But the lyrics that are in this album are all in Swedish. A frequent collaborator, Eurohead, is featured on a lot of the tracks, as are fellow Swedes, Blade, and Varg2 TM. Sorry, that's Varg2 Trademark. So overall, a very Swedish album, despite DJ Billy Bool's longtime deportation to Thailand. And with that, this is my favorite song on my favorite album. It's my favorite song of 2025. It's DJ Billy Bool with DYR Outro, featuring Eurohead. And with that, that's my that concludes my favorite albums of 2025. I'll post the full list with album art to my Twitter account at Delayed Meal. And I'll also shout out the honorable mentions that didn't quite make the cut, but were nonetheless some great albums in 2025. That includes one of Jane Remover's side projects, Venturing, with Ghost Holding, British rapper YT with Oi, Teed, T-E-E-D, formerly known as Totally Extinct Exploding Dinosaurs, is that right?
It might be Enormous Dinosaurs.
Totally Extinct Enormous Dinosaurs, with Always With Me, Sorry Girls, Dreamwalker, if you like Fleetwood Mac. That's a nice retro homage to Fleetwood Mac. And K Tempest with their self-titled album, K